The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for taking the time to make us part of your day and part of your due diligence as you add stocks to your watch list on the small and micro cap markets. And to that end, we are speaking with Flora Growth Corp. They're traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FLGC. And today we're lucky enough to be joined by the president and CEO of Flora Growth Corp., and that's Luis Merchant. Luis, thanks for taking the time to call in. How are you today?
I'm great, Stuart. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, listeners, I want you to learn more about this company. You can do so by visiting investorbrandnetwork.com. Click on the Clients tab, then go in alphabetical order, and under F, you will see the company Flora Growth Corp. Now, you can also go to the company's website, and the company also does a lot in terms of social media. I spent a lot of time on YouTube learning about this company, but the company's flagship website is FloraGrowth.com. That's F-L-O-R-A, growth.com. And again, some great videos, some CEO fireside chats available on YouTube as well. Beautiful landscape that your company operates in, Luis, out of Colombia. But let's start with the business model and the markets you operate in, and then we'll take a deeper dive into your company. Go ahead, Luis.
Well, thank you, Stuart, and I appreciate the introduction. So Flora Growth was founded 3 years ago. It was founded under the idea of learning from early adopters in the cannabis industry. We wanted to grow cannabis in an outdoor way at the lowest production cost in the world. And to do so, we selected Colombia, one of the most beautiful geographies located alongside the equator in the world. And of course, we built a world-class team of agronomists that are helping us grow cannabis in an organic way at a cost that cannot be competed anywhere worldwide. But on the other side, we also focused on the development of a portfolio of brands and products to ensure that we could not only penetrate markets worldwide, but also become a revenue-generating company over the short term. And we have been able to accomplish both of those strategic priorities over a short amount of time.
Excellent. And there are deep dives into the investment considerations for this company that does go over its history, its market penetration to date. And we're going to be talking to Luis about the endeavors for the company here in 2021 and also looking forward into 2022. But Luis, you are our guest today. You're also the president and CEO of the company. Let's first learn a little bit more about you and your background.
Absolutely, Stuart. Of course, I'm of Colombian origin. I'm both a U.S. citizen and a Colombian citizen. Have spent the last 20 years working in retail and CPG in corporate America. I work for major corporations such as Target and Macy's, the latter of which I had a number of corporate roles, including running the beauty organization at Macy's, generating over $3.6 billion in revenue and over 20,000 sales colleagues under my purview. I was also responsible at one point or another for customer experience at Macy's, as well as workforce management, which included the allocation of human capital and the P&L line responsibility of a couple billions of dollars. I joined Flora a couple of years ago as president of consumer goods, and the founders wanted to bring somebody that had experience not only in the American consumer landscape, but also in the brand and product portfolio, and started supporting the company in the development of the product portfolio. And then I moved full-time into the president and CEO role, running the wholesale operation and taking the company public, of course, in May of 2021.
You have a tremendous background, as does the team that you have been surrounded by. Let's learn a little bit more about the team around you, starting with maybe the chairman, Bernard, and some of the strategic advisors you also have working with the company.
Yes, Stuart. This has been one of the foundational priorities of our company. We knew that in order to distinct ourselves and differentiate ourselves from the balance of the cannabis industry, we needed a top-notch team at all levels in the organization. And you're absolutely right. It starts with our board of directors. Bernie Wilson is our chairman of the board. He's a former vice chairman of PricewaterhouseCoopers out in Canada. He's an expert in governance and ensures that we execute the company strategy, but we also are vigilant in protecting the interests of our shareholders, all the way down to our agricultural team, which is highly skilled out in Bucaramanga, working on the slopes of our farm, which has over 100 hectares. But to mention a couple of other members of our team, of course, we have Mark Mastronardi, who's the chief stores officer at Macy's, a close advisor to the team, an expert, of course, in retail and CPG in the United States. We also have counted with the privilege of having Juan Manuel Galán, who's a three-time senator in Colombia, the author of the Cannabis Law of Colombia, be part of our advisory team, as well as Dr. Annabel Manalo Morgan, our chief scientific advisor and a member of our board of directors, who's a world-renowned researcher and has a very close personal story with cannabis that I will share later on.
Well, before we get into the activities for the company here in 2021, you mentioned your experience at Macy's, and that ties in nicely to some of the verticals your company operates in, specifically Flora Beauty. Let's now talk a little bit about the portfolio of companies you work with and brands.
Yes, Stuart. So as I mentioned earlier in the call, we have two foundational strategic priorities. The first one is our wholesale operation, which is anchored by our farm in Bucaramanga in Colombia. That wholesale operation is focused on growing high-quality cannabis in an organic way at one of the lowest production costs in the world, 6 cents per gram of dry flower, which is significantly lower than North American competitors at over a dollar per gram of dry flower. We also manufacture derivatives such as crude oil and extracts, distillates, and isolates. But on the other side of our priorities is our portfolio of brands and products, which include topicals, skincare, beauty products, food and beverage products, as well as even textiles and apparel. As you probably know, cannabis has a tremendous wide variety of uses across multiple industries, and we are playing in all of those industries in which we feel cannabis will present a disruption.
Listeners, it's important that you make your way to the press wire of the company using whatever platform, Yahoo Finance, maybe your brokerage platform, TD Ameritrade, Schwab. Put in that ticker symbol FLGC. The company's been prolific with its news, and let's now look at that a little bit. As you look back on 2021 and even further into 2020, if you like, your company has, as I said, been prolific with its news and keeping your investors and potential investors in the know of your operations. But as you look back on the landscape of the year, what do you see as some of the major milestones achieved by the company?
Well, clearly it starts with our company going public, Stuart. We accomplished that on May 11th of 2021. We were able to raise $16 million in the process. And we became the first company, plant-touching company, to go through a direct listing. We did not use a SPAC, reverse merger, dual listing, or an app listing. It was a very rigorous process, but we wanted to take that route because we wanted to highlight to our investors that we were willing to comply with the most rigorous standards in terms of requirements and regulatory standards to be listed in an exchange such as NASDAQ. Further to that, we were able to accomplish a number of executional priorities, which included our first commercial crops coming out of Colombia, our ability to export now 7,900 kilograms of psychoactive cannabis. Our cultivation facility was GACP certified, which means that we can now export everywhere worldwide. And we also completed a number of distribution agreements that allowed us to deliver all up to eight figure revenues in our first revenue generating year. And then on an M&A perspective, Stuart, we also were able to close a major transaction with the 100% acquisition of Vessel Brand, which is a technology company that develops accessories in the cannabis space both vaping devices and dry herb devices. They are incredible brand builders out of Carlsbad, California. They have deep penetration in the North American market and are going to be a great avenue for revenue growth over the short and midterm.
Listeners, use that ticker symbol again, FLGC. Here's the dateline, November 15th, 2021. Here's the headline, Floor Growth Completes Acquisition of Vessel Brand Incorporated. That way you can read more about what we were just discussing on the call with Luis. Luis, as we push forward and wrap up the year 2021, just by looking at your press wire, obviously international expansion, more licensing agreements, these are things that have been on the headlines for your company to wrap up 2021. As we push forward into 2022, what do you see as some of the operational goals for your company? Where would you like your company to grow?
In 2021 was a foundational year for our company. We deployed our dollars to ensure that we had a robust infrastructure for that was set us up for massive growth. Of course, this was our first revenue-generating year, but our revenue growth will increase exponentially into 2022. We just signaled guidance between $35 and $45 million in revenue, which is significantly higher than any of our competitors regionally, and of course, shows the confidence that we have in our strategy. In 2022, we're going to see the exports of dry flowers commence. We're going to see the exports of derivatives into countries such as Australia, South Africa, some portions of Europe to accelerate. And that, of course, will also be complemented by our organic growth in our portfolio of products. We feel very strongly about the growth in our food and beverage category, which continues to increase. And we're also going to continue to penetrate the North American market with both Vessel brand and other products in our portfolio that are being well received by the North American consumer.
Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking to the president and CEO of Flora Growth. That is Luis Merchan. Luis, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. We appreciate your insights and your candor into your exciting young company. Any closing thoughts or comments for the shareholders and listeners before we close out this interview?
First, once again, I appreciate the time to speak to your listeners. Clearly, Flora Growth is a company that has been built for long-term potential. It's going to become a global player in the cannabis industry, as has been evidenced already in the acceptance from the North American consumer. We just recently launched our Stardog apparel brand at Macy's.com. We'll continue to expand our product portfolio at Macy's. We just signaled the closing of a distribution agreement with the Tonino Lamborghini House, which of course is a luxury house that is renowned worldwide. And we will start to distribute their beverages in North America, specifically the United States, as well as Colombia. And we're going to continue to surprise and delight our consumers from a product portfolio standpoint into 2022, while continuing to develop one of the highest quality, lowest cost cannabis cultivation in the world. So more to come, and I'm very excited about the opportunity that we have at Flora.
Well, we'll be excited to speak with you in 2022. Listeners, once again, use that ticker symbol to learn more about Flora Growth. That's FLGC, traded on the NASDAQ. And of course, visit them at their website, floragrowth.com. For Luis Merchan, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B. And all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker.
This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.